We got to be really careful here from the responses I've received and taken in and taken a look at. The term OP is relatively new. Last 15 years is the earliest I've encountered it, about 15 years ago, in a variety of material, and it actually stands for organic portal. And the theory set or the hypothesis is that some number of walking around molecular beings on this planet are organic portals, and I've heard numbers as high as 50%. And so I've had a lot of discussions with a lot of people. I've written a lot of things about it personally and read a lot of people's writings on it. And what we get down to is, have we or have we not each encountered what we felt to be soulless beings? And that gets really tricky because do we even understand our own souls? And how would we, well, the best question that could be asked here is, how would we know if we were a soulless being ourselves? And how do we even prove that there is such a phenomenon as a soul? Well, the way I look at it is, if you have empathy and compassion, if you cry, if you feel deeply the suffering of another individual, you've got a soul. To me, it's that simple. Other people disagree vehemently with that. But when we start to look at the psychopathic behaviors and elements upon the planet, whether they be through the indoctrination system called education or politics, which is basically slavery, all of these various institutionalized phenomenon that we encounter, every individual on the planet encounters these daily. What are these about? Well, perhaps it's as simple as what Castaneda's books would term, or Don Juan would term within them, as petty tyrants, and perhaps it's a more nefarious phenomenon that there are organic beings that are of a different genre or species, and that their what we'd call soul constitution is either vacant or different from others, that we would all like to think we ourselves are. Oh yes, we have a soul. We are real humans. Well, how would we know? It gets really nebulous, but in the material that some people are promoting, 50% of the beings we encounter walking around on the streets and on the farms and in the grocery stores are non-souled human, vessels. That one's probably the trickiest piece of this whole thing because it starts to divide us into camps, and anything divisive, I actually, on some levels, take offense to. Like the term sheeple. I absolutely detest the term sheeple. And I notice when anyone uses it, and I will still interact and correspond with people that use the term, but I generally let them know that, I find that one term really offensive. I can't think of another term I find more offensive or many terms that I find offensive at all.
And that term doesn't imply that a person doesn't have any sort of interior life, doesn't have subjectivity or qualia. It just means that they are a follower. If that sounds like a conversation that you'd like to hear in full, then I would encourage you to subscribe to the Sea Realm Vault podcast. Sea Realm Vault membership is just $8 a month, and it is a great way to support the Sea Realm. If you have any trouble finding the subscription link on SeaRealm.com, just send me an email. My email address is kmo@SeaRealm.com. That is, of course, the letter C and then a dash and then REALM.com. I hope that you will join Olga and me for future episodes of the Sea Realm Vault, and I'll see you in the Sea Realm every Wednesday. Stay well.